AccuWeather forecast, cloudy today, still a stray shower with snow and or flurries, high of about 36. Part of Chicoree Road on the southwest side of Racine between Lathrop Avenue and Knoll Place had to be closed down except for buses and parents to Dr. Jones Elementary School this morning due to an accident that led to a power line coming down. That closure lasting about half an hour or so. We Energies have put a repair crew in there dealing with that problem this morning on the southwest side of Racine. There was a car without any lights on stopped along the 2000 block of 100th Avenue in Summers recently. Turned out to be stolen from Oshkosh, and the four occupants were taken into custody on a variety of charges by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Deputies discovered three of the four asleep after running the plate and learning it was the subject of an alert stolen from Oshkosh police. A search revealed drug paraphernalia related to the use of methamphetamine, also electronics that were believed to have been stolen. A couple of 23-year-olds facing charges of operating without owner consent. They and the other two occupants in their mid-40s facing charges of possessing drug paraphernalia. National Alliance on Mental Illness is going to have a top lobbyist in Kenosha tomorrow at the invitation of the advocacy group's local chapter. It's for an event from 9 a.m. till noon in the Student Center at UW Parkside. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Andrew Sperling said that much of his time in Washington these days is taken up by monitoring developments with the Trump administration and the efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Health Care Act, noting that the appeal process itself is likely going to take months.
It gives groups such as NAMI opportunities to engage with members of Congress in their local districts about what we want to see retained in the Affordable Care Act and also what we want to see changed. I don't think anyone would call the Affordable, even the most ardent advocates and supporters of the Affordable Care Act would not argue that it's a perfect law.
Sperling says that NAMI specifically wants to make sure that the gains in access to mental health treatment successfully fought for over the years and achieved don't get erased all of a sudden with presidential and congressional action. Pleasant Prairie police responded to a citizen's call in the 5100 block of 86th Street about three men claiming to be construction workers and advising the homeowner there that there was a problem with the drinking water in the area and that they needed to get inside to the basement to check supply lines. While one suspect followed the homeowner to the basement, a second man distracted another resident on the first floor. Then moments later, that second homeowner observed two of the men walking out of the home with a safe. The men described as Hispanic, wearing work-type clothing, and they left in a green van southbound on Cooper Road. Residents in the 5100 block of 86th Street have been contacted about checking out their home security camera systems for any video footage that may assist in the investigation. This all centering at about 12:44 p.m. on Wednesday of this week. If you have a UW-Madison student scheduled to graduate this spring and you're a fan of the ABC TV show Modern Family, take note the commencement speaker is going to be the sitcom's co-creator, Steve Levitan, who's a 1984 graduate. In fact, he's got a Facebook posting about the announcement and with series co-star Ty Burrell, who plays Phil Dunphy on the show.
It's a show about you and your family, and you can't really watch a show about yourself.
What about the Kardashians? They watch themselves.
Well, you see, they're real. Well, sort of real. And you're not.
Right.
The May 13th commencement will be taking place inside of Camp Randall Stadium. On the heels of President Donald Trump's executive order that empowers local law enforcement to investigate, detain, or apprehend unauthorized immigrant and threatens to withhold federal funding from communities designated as sanctuary cities, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth is wondering who has the time, the money, and the personnel to do it. The sheriff telling the Kenosha News, I don't foresee any law enforcement agency having the manpower and the time to go out and make this the focus of their law enforcement efforts. Kenosha County has a contract to house immigration detainees at both the detention center and the jail, but not enough available space, the sheriff says, for any greater number. Meanwhile, Voces de la Frontera and the League of United Latin American Citizens are now in the process of getting resolutions to governing bodies in both Racine and Kenosha counties that oppose the new president's executive order affecting local law enforcement. The City of Racine Plan Commission supports a conditional use permit for Verizon Wireless to put in 4-foot-tall antennas and some other equipment on top of a 115-year-old building at the southwest corner of 6th and Main Streets, the issue having been delayed over accommodating the history of the structure and the downtown district. Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski noting that while not a perfect solution, this latest proposal does seem to be acceptable.
Given the choice, would this be desirable to have it on the building? No, but this is the least impact to the district and to the historic structure while allowing the facility to provide services for the company.
Jerry Dumont co-owns Dewey's Restaurant at the street level to the building, says they're just trying to make a living, no help from the city or local banks when it was needed.
We have no partners. This is my husband and I, and we're trying to own a business in downtown Racine, which isn't the easiest thing to do. And we have this opportunity. These aren't grants. This isn't taxpayer money. This is Verizon money, who is bringing technology into downtown and paying us rent. And we're just asking you to let us run our business and make a profit doing what we're trying to do.
With added conditions to try and help conceal the antennas with the downtown Racine skyline, the Plan Commission unanimously recommended approval of the Verizon permit to the Common Council. Tonight is a victory celebration for United Way of Racine County and its many participating organizations and individuals who are all part of the 2016 campaign. The event taking place at Racine's Lakefront Festival Hall with a dinner and a program beginning at 5:30. Aside from announcing if the goal had been met or not, the agenda will include handing out the Chairman's Award, the Employee Campaign Coordinator of the Year Honor, and the Michael Batten Advancing the Common Good Award. Among the guest speakers, Sue Boland, the president of Ascension All Saints, and the campaign's chairman, Brian Albrecht. Racine Fire Department paramedics took an employee of the Salvation Army to the emergency room at Ascension All Saints Hospital this morning with burns from hot coffee. The man in his 40s suffered what were initially described as second and third degree burns to parts of his legs at that facility at 1901 Washington Avenue. City of Racine Health Department encouraging residents test your homes for the presence of radon. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Radon is an odorless radioactive gas that's naturally present in the ground and can enter buildings through the foundations. Exposure to the gas is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers and the second leading cause overall. Each year, about 21,000 Americans die from lung cancer caused by exposure to radon. Affordable, do-it-yourself radon test kits are available from the City of Racine Environmental Health Department at City Hall. The price is $6 for a short-term test and $10 for a long-term test. If a home is found to have a high radon level, a professionally installed radon reduction system will remove it. More information is available from the City of Racine Health Department. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Former Sturtevant resident Keith Abbott has been found competent in Rock County Circuit Court to stand trial for the 2011 murder of Racine's Kristen Miller and the dumping of her body in a park, which sets the stage for a trial in September. The 53-year-old Abbott allegedly killed the 33-year-old victim, with whom court documents indicate he was having an affair and that she had been asking him for money to keep quiet. His defense attorney had argued that Abbott suffers from hallucinations. There have been previous competency hearings in the case, some with Abbott able to help in his defense, others in which he is deemed not competent. December's jobless rate for the city of Racine once again leading the state at 5.4%, but it was down from 5.5% in November, and it compared to 6% a year earlier. Number two on the list was Milwaukee at 5% unemployment. Kenosha ranking third in the month of December at 4.7%, same as November, but less than the 5.2% in December of 2015. Caledonia's jobless rate inching up last month to 4.1%. Mount Pleasant down to 3.9%. Oak Creek up a bit to 3.5%. The December Racine County jobless rate holding steady at 4.4%. Kenosha County staying at 4.2%. And the 2017 Kraut Music Fest and Movies in the Park highlighting the agenda for tonight's meeting of the Caledonia Mount Pleasant Joint Plan Commission. 6 p.m. it'll be in the main building at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park on Northwestern Avenue, and the public is welcome to attend. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.